Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Health Alert, the difference between spring water and most bottled waters. Before we talk about a very special kind of water that's available to all of us, let's review some essential facts about water and our health. Water makes up about 70% of our body weight, and did you know that about 80% of our brain is made of water? Bottom line, the average person could live without food for nearly a month, but we can only survive about 1 week without water. That's how essential water is to human life. Sadly, even though we know that drinking water helps us lose weight, prevent arthritis, reduce the risk of heart disease and cancer, many people remain dehydrated and don't even know it. But not all waters are created equal, as I'm sure you know. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, we'll talk about a very special kind of water that I believe is probably the purest commercially available water on the market. Before we meet our special guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Seth Przanski to our show. Seth, welcome.
Jonathan, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to have you. Seth, you developed a brand of water called Tourmaline Spring, and you said that it's sacred living water. Why do you call it sacred and living?
Well, I'll start with the living first. The reason we call it living is really due to something called an exemption from treatment. And what that means is that our purity levels exceed all state and federal guidelines for drinking water out of the earth. And as a result of that purity, we actually requested that we could have an exemption from treatment so that we can literally take the water that bubbles out of our spring and literally put it into the bottles that they're in without doing anything to it. No reverse osmosis, no ozone, none of these so-called killing processes that not only eradicate all the microorganisms in it, but they also oxidize the minerals and change the flavor profile. So a living water is something that comes from deep under the ground, not well water, not groundwater, but something that comes from an aquifer and had nothing done to it at all. So that's why we call it a living water. And the reason I call it a sacred water is because to me, it is a truly sacred site, and there's a lot of background on our spring. It has a 300-year-old history. It's called Summit Spring. It's one of the first original great springs that were discovered in this country, one of only a few. Over a 300-year history. It was actually sold in New York City at the turn of the century in the early 1900s for now what would be the equivalent of $100 a gallon. And that's for, it was known as a healing tonic, a healing water. So part of the benefits and why this water is known as a healing water and has such tremendous health benefits is because the process by which it is purified. It's purified by what we call a double natural filtration process in that, first of all, we're up in the state of Maine. That's where the water is. That's where it comes from. But through the hydrologic cycle, water filters down through the sand, the soil, the bedrock, until it eventually ends up in an aquifer deep under the ground. So as it goes through all these layers of earth, it's being filtered. Then once it's under the ground for we don't even know how long, because you cannot carbon date water. So the water is underneath there for it could be hundreds or thousands of years. We know it's certainly before the atomic bombs were let off on this planet, because it has non-detectable levels of radioactive isotopes, which that's a whole other story. We can get into that. But the water is under there, and then it is, for however long it's under there, it is then pushed against gravity up through almost 1,000 feet of bedrock, silt, sand, and things of that nature that act as almost a 1,000-foot-tall filtration device that no human machine can replicate. It's all by Mother Nature. And then it comes out in this one spot in Maine, up on a mountain, and it's the only spring, a high-elevation spring like this, for hundreds and hundreds, maybe even in the country that we know of, the lower 48. So when I stand up on this spring that's up on this low-elevation mountain, and I look around at the hills around it and really ponder, why here? Why only in this one place did this massive outflow of water come up? It kind of invokes a response where you really, really begin to consider, like, wow, there's still some sacred things left in this world. You know, there's things that are really wonders and a wonder of the world, something that really creates awe and mystery. And so for me to call it a sacred living water isn't a marketing ploy at all. It's something that not only me, but anybody who's been up there can begin to tap into that and to begin to feel how this is absolutely something sacred. It's unique and it's pure. So that's a little bit of background on why it's both living and a sacred water.
You know, Seth, for all those city people who are listening who may not be familiar with this, I know a lot of my audience that listens to the show, they really appreciate all the things that you're saying, and it's great, they get it, but then they share it with somebody who lives in Chicago or New York or, you know, L.A. or Miami or somewhere like that or somewhere else around the world, and they're just city, you know, dwellers. They're not really used to hearing how special it is to be around spring water. You know, the world's greatest leaders, the world's elite, if you will, as they're called, as much as our audience tends to knock those people for how they're trying to control the world and all these terrible things, I know for a fact that a lot of those people appreciated this in the early 1900s, to be very specific, in the New York area, which is kind of where our business is, Cold Spring Harbor, which is a very famous area where Cold Spring Lab is, where they do all this scientific work, is all surrounded by springs that explode up from the bottom, you know, of the ground, like you're saying, in the aquifers. And this water is exploding upward, and they knew this back then. That's why they put Cold Spring Lab right there, so that they could get access to this water. And you could see photos of these guys, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, all these families. They knew how important this water was, right?
Everybody. And, you know, it kind of goes back to what you were just saying at the beginning of this. You know, 70% of our body is water, 80% of our brain. And so when you think about how far removed a lot of modern society is from really this really profound and basic fact that most of who we are as physical human beings is made up of water, it really goes to show how far we've kind of fallen from that in those beginning days. But absolutely, like you said, all these towns around the United States, probably around the world, streets, all these different things are named after springs. But because of civilization and everything that's happened, these springs have become exceedingly rare. They've been bulldozed and plowed over and built up upon, and they just really don't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's so true, Seth. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with my story many years ago, but I documented this, how I was helping the town to get back the water. It seems insane, right? How could you take away water that's exploding up from the earth naturally and being given to people literally for well over 60 years, generation after generation was getting this water that I'm referring to at Cold Spring Harbor. And they literally, as a town, oh, this water is untested, it's unsafe, it's unregulated. And they literally cut the pipe and they severed it with a saw so that the water would just be exploding up from the earth and then just be dispersed in Cold Spring Harbor. And so it wouldn't come above the water level so that people could access that water. So, I mean, this is something that they are systematically doing throughout the whole United States. They don't want people to have this water. And for people that live in the city, Seth, it's very hard to explain this in an audio, what the difference is between drinking pure, delicious, healthy spring water compared to, say, you know, tap water, right? I mean, it's really hard to describe, but once you do it, boy, do you know the difference. You feel it in your body.
Well, you know, it's really a testament to how far removed a lot of modern society is from their very own common sense. Because it comes down to, you know, water is the universal element. It's the universal solvent. It picks up every single pollutant or chemical contaminant or anything that it's treated with. These municipal water supplies, 80 or 90% of the bottled water that's out there, a lot of the things that are offered to human beings as far as water is concerned is so far removed from something that comes deep, deep out of the earth. So then it's really a common sense kind of thing. Do you want your water to go through man's machines, or do you want it to come directly from Mother Nature? And it's amazing that we even have conversations like this in this day and age, because something like that should just be such a common sense perspective that in many ways it's sad, but at the same time it's great, because at least now we're coming around to where, as you were saying before we started this call, people are really starting to wake up. And look, water is the most essential food of all. You know, of all the organic foods, of everything that's going on, water is the most essential food. Water is in all of our foods. It's in every single thing. So, you know, the purity of water has to be one of the most important things there is as far as human health goes and nutrition.
Seth, why do you call it tourmaline spring?
So tourmaline spring, it's a great name. Tourmaline is the state of Maine gemstone. Maine has some of the most prolific and beautiful tourmaline in the entire world. And what tourmaline is, for all the listeners who don't know, it's one of the most incredible gemstones that exist. And it's incredible not just because it's one of those few stones that literally comes in every color of the color spectrum. It's way beyond the colors of the rainbow. It's literally every single color in the spectrum is reflected through this gemstone tourmaline. But even more interestingly is that tourmaline has really, just like quartz, we see quartz, it's in watches, it's in computers, it's in all this stuff because it has piezoelectric, that's what's in quartz. Tourmaline actually has more different frequencies and electrical charge elements than does quartz. It actually has more than any other mineral there is. It emits far infrared frequency when it's either heated or cooled or has a continuous flow of energy coming through it. So for whatever reason, Summit Spring could have been coming up anywhere in the state of Maine, and it wouldn't have been right where it's located. The particular place where this spring is located is sitting on what is known as a complex gem pegmatite, which is really rich in lithium and other based minerals. And when I stand up at this spring, literally all around it, right from the visible eye, are tourmaline mines, gemstone mines that have been worked since the 1800s. So for me, it was a really kind of obvious name to call it. It's the state of Maine gem. There's tourmaline crystals everywhere. I've been a miner and a rock hound and a prospector for these minerals since I was a kid. Something I'm very passionate about. But the other reason too is we refer to Tourmaline Spring, Summit Spring, as a rare geologic phenomenon. And we call it that because of these different things that I was telling you about. It's a high elevation spring out in the middle of Maine. You know, these things don't really exist. Most springs are only, you know, 100 to 200 feet above sea level because a lot of the aquifers are not pressurized enough to push them much further than that. So for whatever reason, our spring is pressurized enough, which we think it's from the White Mountains, because it has to be. If it's able to come up that high, then, you know, the thought is that it's coming from somewhere where there's enough pressure to push it, so it's got to be coming from somewhere higher, which is the White Mountains and the Presidential Range, they call it, in New Hampshire, and the surrounding mountains that go up into Maine. So tourmaline just fit right into the majesty and the awe and the wonder of what our spring is. So it was a pretty obvious name.
For those who are interested, you should really check out Seth's videos on gem mining. It's really amazing. But again, that's for another show. We're going to be getting into, for those who are more of a, entrepreneur at heart. You're going to find some interesting information coming up real soon. We're going to talk about the difference between spring water and other bottled waters. Seth will talk a lot about that as well. And plus a lot of interesting information towards the end of this program, which I won't give away right now. I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Seth, you say your business model has a triple bottom line. What does that mean exactly?
Well, the real basics of what that means is this. When we look at how business has typically been run, not only in this country, but in the world, it's kind of formed on what's just known as the bottom line, profit. So that kind of model, in conjunction with the worldly events that we're experiencing, the climatic events, environmental concerns, when you look at how that model integrates into what we're dealing with as a species on this planet right now, it's pretty obvious that that old kind of infinite growth, bottom line of only profit, isn't really sustainable. So we refer to ourselves as consciouspreneurs, people who are thinking in terms of, okay, well, what are the, how can we take business as it exists in the here and now and make it more sustainable, make it so that it's geared more to both benefiting and supporting future generations who are going to inhabit this beautiful planet that we live on. And so the triple bottom line is a reference to the three P's, we call it: people, planet, and then profit. So does it serve the best interest of people and their health? Yes. Does it serve the planet? Is it as sustainable as can be? And of course, nothing's perfect, but we got to start somewhere, and we're going to work within this broader perspective and with this bigger vision. So if it's good for people, if it's good for the planet, then it's more ethical to make a profit on it. And as long as those three elements are there, then we can work to create a business model that not only works within this context of all the concerns that we have with the environment, but it's also supported by generations of people who are now becoming increasingly aware of the value of this type of structure.
Without a doubt, Seth. I mean, I appreciate so much what you do. That's why I have you on the Natural Health 365 podcast. I've said this many times before. We have authors on. We have business owners that do this kind of stuff. Just yesterday, I was in a health food store, had a beautiful young woman. She's like starting her own company. It's an ice cream company. It's got cashews, and she's flavoring it with all kinds of delicious dates and different natural foods. And I mean, it's amazing. It just shows that someone young who's looking to make a difference with something healthy and get it out to people in a health food store, she's working hard. That's what it's all about. I don't even eat ice cream that much, but I couldn't help but, you know, help support her. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that I like to do all the time, Seth, is as our platform grows, we get tens of thousands of people listening to these podcasts right away in the first month. I thank all the people who are listening to be able to share this kind of information with their family and friends. We want these podcasts. We want these articles. We want the show, my weekend show, the Natural Health 365 Talk Hour. We want them to be vehicles. They're tools that people can use to get this out to people who don't ordinarily hear this information, especially when it comes to the mainstream media. They don't want to popularize this. They just want it to be like what you said, just major corporations, pharmaceutical industry, the automakers. Everything's all about bottom line, although we are seeing a change in the auto industry where companies are realizing that they need to think of more than just the bottom line, but more what people want. And I know that's what you're doing with your business with Tourmaline Spring. Talk a little bit about, for people who have a question, Seth, about the difference between spring water, you know, that you're capturing right now up in Maine, and other bottled waters that are out there. Aren't they all the same?
Well, okay. Bottled water, there's a lot of big brands, big corporations who really are trying, just to go back a little bit, what you were saying about how all these springs and everything are being covered up and, you know, they're not being open and allowed for people to get in cities and even in a lot of rural areas. What's happening is in these springs that are prolific and producing lots of water, you have these giant conglomerates going in there and trying to buy all of these water rights. And they're literally trying to create privatization of water. They want to own it and monopolize it and just take it over. So it's interesting because there are actually very few real springs that are out there. Most bottled water is filtered tap water. It's water, not only is it tap water, which has already gone through municipal treatments, which include, I mean, if anybody ever goes into a municipal water treatment plant, you're going to see 55-gallon drums as far as the eye can see with skull and crossbones on it. And that's the stuff that is going into the water. That's what they're treating it with. And that's before the water is running through pipes, infrastructure that, you know, like we just saw in Flint, Michigan, this stuff could be decades old, and it's absolutely corroding. And I mean, you think about how many miles of pipes and everything. So a lot of tap water is going through that process. Then before it's bottled, it's being treated again. But they use these fancy terms like reverse osmosis and purification and all these different things that are being treated even more. We call it double baked potato because it's been so thoroughly treated and denatured and so altered from its natural original state that how can that be good for human bioavailability? And how can the human body really assimilate it? It really can't. Why are our cancer rates so high? Why is there so much disease? I think water has a major, major part of it, especially in all the cities. And I mean, look, it's in the consciousness now. We're hearing about all these failing city infrastructures and all the water in it. So that's what most bottled water is. Then, you know, there's all these different kind of modern marketing marvels on, you know, oh, this is how water is even better and we can make it into this or that. It's not. They're modern marketing marvels. Unless it comes from a spring that is from deep under an aquifer, then it has been treated by man and his machines in one way or hundreds of others. So even the companies out there, not all, but most of them who will advertise spring water, these are no longer real springs. There are a few. There absolutely are a few. There's none that are like ours where we were granted an exemption from treatment because as far as we know, we're the only ones in the world, certainly in Maine's history in the United States, who've been granted this exemption from treatment, so hence a living water. But most of the spring water, the bottled spring water companies that exist, these are, while they were once springs that overflowed naturally and they only took the overflow, they have now since been piped up. It's funny because the federal laws haven't quite caught up yet to what can be deemed spring water and what shouldn't be. So these are basically glorified wells. They were once springs that had great outputs, but because corporations are only looking at the bottom line profit, they've decided that these springs aren't producing enough for them. And so they use a borehole, like I said, to literally suck the water out of the ground, which obviously is going to have environmental ramifications. It totally disrupts the aquifer under the ground. It changes the flavor profile of the water because it stirs up minerals and all kinds of other things that are underneath the earth in the aquifer that are trying to compensate for this sudden lack of water that used to be there. So most of, I'm not going to give a number because I just don't know what that number is, but it's certainly in the 70, 80, 90, or even more percentile of bottled water that exists out there is nothing more but extremely processed, filtered, killed. And what I mean by killed, it goes through such extreme killing processes, reverse osmosis, ozone, all these different things just to be able to bottle it because many of the laws require this. So what is bottled water? It's a scam. I mean, it's a sad thing really. And it's in many ways, it's very tragic when you look at it. However, fortunately, it's like you mentioned about this woman who you met who's doing ice cream. There are people out there, younger generations maybe, not just younger generations. There's enough people out there who know and care enough about their life, their health, their children, other people's children, future generations, that they are going to see beyond the propaganda and the garbage that most people are fed and create a better way, forge a better way, make a new way. And fortunately, Here we are. We are a small family-owned spring out in the middle of the woods in Maine who have done every single thing right since the very beginning. And we will always do it that way because there's no other way to do it. If you want to have a clear conscience, if you want to have good health, you really need to start thinking in terms like this. And luckily enough, people are. And that's why we're seeing this tremendous renaissance in health and well-being.
If anyone listening to this program wants to try tourmaline spring for themselves, I've gotten my batch already for sure. You can just check it out by going to naturalhealth365.com. You can click on our podcast page. You know, if you're listening to the show away from the site, that's fine. But when you get a chance, you'll be able to get a link right on the page for this podcast. That's Tourmaline Spring. Tourmaline Spring is spelled, Seth, go ahead, spell it for people.
It is Tourmaline, spring, spring.com.
Great. And I also want to make it very clear for people that I get no financial incentive at all to do this show. Seth hasn't paid me anything. If you go to buy the water, I don't make a penny from it. So I just want to make that perfectly clear. I've known Seth for a long time, quality individual, cares about what he's doing in his business and his life, cares about others, and that's what this is all about. So I'm happy to do this program. I want to thank our sponsor one last time, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Now, Seth, to finish up the program, a lot of people are concerned about drinking water out of a plastic bottle. Now, at the present time, your water is being bottled directly from the spring right into a plastic bottle. What do you tell people about this?
Really good point. I'm glad you brought it up. Let me just backtrack real quick, just so you know. On the East Coast, just for the listeners so they know this, on the East Coast from Maine to Florida, we are in hundreds of health food stores. And so if people want to find out, if you're on the East Coast and you want to go into a store and buy it, we're in the health food industry for the most part right now in the Northeast. We're even in a lot of different other kinds of stores. So they can email us there to find out more about the availability and locations that have it. But in regards to plastic, this is another really, really important point because there's all kinds of environmental and chemical concerns in regards to plastic. And you know, these are things that we have really, really thought through and looked at and researched in deciding what is the best approach. And now, interestingly, our first thing, we were like, well, we're going to do this in glass. And we tried. We launched it in glass, and it didn't work. Nobody bought it because it was so much money. It cost a lot more. And for us to be able to offer it at a better rate, we have to have a successful business model so the economy of scale comes in so that we can buy more inventory and sell cheaper and, you know, get glass out there. But we looked at, okay, well, how are we going to do plastic? Luckily, we have over 10 years of the most highly comprehensive water lab analysis test to demonstrate the unwavering purity not only of our water, but of our water after it has been sitting in these plastic bottles that we use. We've had the same source for a long time, and we've made sure that this water is not going to leach any plasticizers, any phthalates, any heavy metals, or any kind of chemical concern, any of the BPAs, which BPA, bisphenol A, is one chemical out of hundreds that people should be concerned about, but it's the only one that people know about. So it's not. It's just one. There's hundreds and hundreds of others. So what we did is we got a heavyweight bottle. It was blown off gas, and then it was cold filled from our spring, which comes out of the ground at about 46 degrees, weeks after these bottles were filled. And as a result of this process, like I said, we have been able to demonstrate that there is no chemical plasticizers or anything of that, non-detectable levels of all of that. None of it exists in our water in these bottles. So we feel really, really good about that.
So again, for all those who are interested, tourmalinespring.com, that's the website. The link will be on our podcast page. Seth, I really appreciate your time. I know you're really busy trying to get this out throughout the United States, and I just appreciate your time today. A lot of great information. Thanks again.
Jonathan, as always, thank you for having me on, and thank you for the wonderful work you're doing in this world. You're a light, and everybody appreciates it.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.